A survey by the Texas Tribune finds that several Texas members of Congress oppose President Trump's assertion that both left-wing and right-wing activists were to blame for last week's violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. But half of the state's federal lawmakers have chosen to remain mum. The Tribune asked all 38 federal office holders in the state whether Trump's response to Charlottesville encouraged white supremacists. 19 lawmakers either answered the survey or had previously made statements on the matter. Of the 19 who answered, all 11 Democrats denounced the president's statement. 7 Republicans also denounced the statement, most notably Senator Ted Cruz and U.S. Representative Will Hurd. Republican Congresswoman Kay Granger of the 12th District sought to clarify what she sees as Trump's message about blaming both sides for Charlottesville. The remaining 19 federal lawmakers, all Republicans, either did not respond to the Tribune or officially commented with no comment. Senator John Cornyn, who had once been a top Trump pick to head the FBI, did not respond. Meanwhile, Representative John Ratcliffe offered no comment. Ratcliffe, who represents Texas's 4th congressional district, did say on his Facebook immediately following the Charlottesville incident, quote, "This hateful violence is deeply saddening and must be condemned in the strongest terms." Republican lawmakers around the country have increasingly distanced themselves from Trump's comments. On Thursday morning, the Joint Chiefs of Staff starkly denounced racism amid what the Los Angeles Times called the president's growing isolation. For KETR News in Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.